Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending to them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy comfort. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. At this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, and our own languages. But we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show portions in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is 104. Let us read together. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the great and wide sea with its living things, too many to number, creatures both small and great. There are the ships, and there is that of life, which you have made for the sport of it. All of them look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it to them, they gather it. You open your mind, and they are filled with good things. Hide your face, and they are terrified. You take away their breath, and they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, and they are created. And so you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in all his works. He looks at the earth and he trembles. He touches the mountains and they smile. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. May these words of mine please him. I will rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. A reading from Paul's letter to the Romans. All who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God, for you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. Whenever we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Illuminate.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John. Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and still you do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I'm going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." The Gospel of the Lord.
Grace to you, Lord Christ.
I just, every year on this Sunday, I'm reminded of, and I know you can say it along with me now, probably, 30 years ago, let's say that's a good number. Everything like 30 years ago. A newly confirmed member of our parish, who married our senior warden at that time, it was his first Sunday to be a lay reader, and he got this reading, and he said, "Michael, here I am doing this for the first time, and you give me the Jerusalem phone directory to read aloud." Not only that, but it's awfully long as well. And not only that, but Sherry said prophesy, where the word is prophesy, instead of prophecy, as some people do. So kudos to Sherry this morning. The lectionary folks gave her a break with that second reading, which is mercifully short. Now, this is what I wrote yesterday afternoon. Now, I'm sitting on our back porch. A mockingbird is singing his little head off in the neighbor's tree. The sky above is at once unremarkable, thoroughly typical for this time of year, light blue with a blanket of white clouds rubbed thin in places, and entirely remarkable, this blue and white tapestry over oak, fig, and palm trees, and homes faced with native stone. conditioning units. Everything is greener and brighter in the aftermath of last night's rain. Is this scene any less evidence of the Spirit than tongues of fire, a rush of violent wind? There were no tongues of fire, I think. At least not in my imagination of that day of Pentecost. I'm not saying they were seen, I'm just saying it seems unlikely. A sound like the rush of a violent wind? Why not? All of them filled with the Holy Spirit? No doubt, at least in my imagination. A babble of voices out of which each one heard their own language? Sure. It's as good a description as any, I think, and better than many others, I'm sure. Luke, writing in Acts, is trying to record and convey something of great moment for those Jews who had gathered wherever they had gathered and from all the places from which they had come. There's that mockingbird again. Luke's doing his best to describe the indescribable, full stop. Other onlookers had their own take on the scene, and there must have been a scene. Oh, they're drunk. Sounds like at least as reasonable as an explanation or description as there are tongues of fire on their heads. And frankly, Peter must not have known too much about drinking and drunks if his best rebuttal was, they can't be drunk, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. It's been over 30 years since I've had a drink, I'm pretty sure I was drunk at 9 o'clock in the morning on at least one occasion. And if I'm honest, several. Regardless of drink or no drink, Peter wanted to set the record straight. Think what you will, he implies, but here's what's really going on right now in front of your eyes. This is evidence of God's Spirit being poured out on God's people, all of God's people. You ain't seen nothing yet. There will be prophecies and visions and dreams. There will be fire, smoky mist, eclipses, blood moons, and more. He goes on to say, in my imagination, that you, who would explain what's happening now by saying that we're a bunch of drunks, will call all those things by the names I've just given them, natural phenomena. But for us who believe, they are and will be portents, signs of the power and majesty of God who created all of us, including all of you as well. For there is no us and you in God's creation, only us, all of us, created by a loving God. Peter's words echo those of the psalmist, also at a loss, it seems, who claims that all the creatures of the earth and sky and sea, including sea monsters, are evidence of God's creative power. God's Spirit has created us all. Paul tells us not to be afraid. Just as the angels and Jesus himself had said repeatedly, don't be afraid, it's okay, Paul tells the Romans, even the sea monsters, because we're all God's children, watched over by the same Spirit of God. Prior to the events on the day of Pentecost, Jesus told whoever would listen that it was not all over just because he was leaving them, just because he died a human death. Within the miraculous story of the resurrection, he told them, it's not all over. We're sending you, we're coming to you as one who will be with you wherever you are. wherever you may be, however afraid you may feel, even though I've told you not to be afraid, we all are sometimes. This is someone who will be on your side, your advocate in all things. Tsunamis, earthquakes, school shootings, floods, human trafficking, and all the rest. Your advocate will be with you as you confront challenges and horrors, both natural phenomena and human-crafted tragedies. The Holy Spirit will enlighten your hearts and minds to help you reverse the destruction wrought by humans through all means, politics and laws included, and to help protect you along with your scientific work against naturally occurring disasters. And the Holy Spirit will be your comfort in the midst of all those as you make strides to overcome them. It's cold comfort, or worse, much worse, to tell victims of senseless crimes and other tragedies, God is with you. But we who believe can hold that promise in our hearts for them. I don't like the sound of that exactly, but like Peter and the psalmist, I often find myself at a loss for adequate words. Hold that knowledge that God is with them. So here I sit still on my back porch, now with the sounds of vehicles in the distance, cars and motorcycles, a dove in one of our oak trees, the neighbor's lawnmower, the perfume of just cut grass. The sky now reflects more blue, fewer clouds, and a light breeze blows all around me through the trees in our yard. There are no tongues of fire, no rushing wind, but somehow in this still, quiet moment, by God's grace, I'm aware of that same Holy Spirit moving all around me, within me, around all of us, within all of us, here, now, in this moment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we may all be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your words and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let the light of the gospel shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray especially for Jim, George, Carol, David, Joey, Patty, Ann, John, Sarah, Alan, Maureen, Jill, Karen, Stephen, Bill, RG, Greg, Janet, Chris, Brenda, families in Buffalo, the DeGuerra family, Martha and family, people of Ukraine, and families in Uvalde. Others?
Morgan.
For Morgan Wright, who's in the hospital today.
Linda Dodson.
And for those in the military, Ryan, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Brian, Gerard, Chris, Jonathan, Eric, all in harm's way. We pray for all who are traveling this week, especially Sherry and Patrick Arrington and Bill and Brenda King. We pray for all who have died, especially James Taylor, Bill Wagner, Zach Swenson, Chris Kennedy, priest, Pam Graham, priest, and all who died in Buffalo and Uvalde shootings. Others?
Also shootings.
We pray in thanksgiving with Elisa Montemayor and Barbara DeHart, who celebrate their birthday, and with Dina and Mike Thomas, who celebrate their anniversary this week.
I invite your own prayers and thanksgivings silently on now. O God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus, your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love. And work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes on earth. That in your good time, all nations and races may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Would you please be seated? I'll clue the online people in because you're not going to be able to hear me in just a minute. I'm going to step in front of the microphone. I'm going to recognize our two newest daughters of the King and make a presentation to our high school graduate, Jackson Gonzalez, in just a moment. So when you see me gesturing and moving around, that's what I'm saying.
Away for the next 2 Sundays. So
Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In fulfillment of his true promise, the Holy Spirit came down on this day from heaven, lighting upon the disciples to teach them and to lead them into all truth, uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith, and giving to your church the power to serve you as a royal priesthood and to preach the gospel to all nations. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took a cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we're bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. May the Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, giving you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and to proclaim the wonderful works of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.